You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mike McDaniel out, head coach of the Dolphins. Could this be a destination for John Harbaugh? Who really knows? But here to talk about it all from the Be More Sports podcast. He has covered the Ravens since they moved from Cleveland 30 years ago, and he's covered John Harbaugh's entire career. Let's welcome back Jerry Coleman. Jerry, what's happening?
A whole lot these days, guys. How you doing?
Good. And you and John had an interesting relationship, but before we get to that, you've covered him since he got here. You're there out at one winning drive. You have your finger on the pulse. You do the podcast with Mike Preston. John Harbaugh going down Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock. How surprised were you? Because me and Nolan, anyway, assumed that if he didn't get fired on Monday, he wasn't getting fired at all. And then, less than 48 hours after that Steelers loss, he was out of a job. So for you and the other people that cover the team, what was the stun factor like?
On a level of 1 to 10, I think for some it was a 12. For me it was. Others maybe an 8 or 9. Listen, we understand what the fan base was clamoring for. And, you know, if you just listen to sports talk radio or just observe social media, you would think that 100% of the fan base wanted this guy fired. But something went down on Tuesday. It was hastily done. We didn't really hear from Steve Bisciotti or Eric DaCosta at all, but Steve Bisciotti put out this statement after the news broke hours later. So you decipher things. You know, you try to read between the lines. And what I've gathered from sources and from reading between the lines is that there was long meetings that took place on Tuesday. There were disagreements over certain things, whether it be keeping a coordinator or philosophy or who drafted who and how things were handled. And at the end of the day, they came to a decision to part ways, although much to Coach Harbaugh and his agent, Brian Harlan, Kevin Harlan's brother's credit, they made sure that in the writing it was, you know, terminated as a termination and not a parting of the ways, because that way he can collect up to $50-some million if he so chooses not to work.
All right. Now, a lot of reports too, Jerry, about why you mentioned some of the reasons that could have led to his termination, but lost the locker room. Lamar had lost faith in him, et cetera, et cetera. Again, you're around the team all the time. Did you sense that there was a lot of grumbling about John Harbaugh no longer being a guy that his voice resonated within his team, and in particular, you know, his star quarterback here?
Yeah, he had not lost the locker room, okay? That's for the outsiders to tell you. The people that go inside that locker room and talk to the players never got that sense at all. As far as Lamar, I think that's a different situation. I haven't seen Lamar come out and say anything about his former coach, the only pro coach he's had on, you know, on any social media format. I've seen him talk about his birthday yesterday and all sorts of other stuff, but nothing about the head coach. Other Ravens players have said something, and to me, it's kind of disrespectful. And when I hear some of the people that call into this radio station and other formats and diss the coach, this guy was here for 18 years. In a couple of years, you'll look back and probably wish you still had him around. I understand the blown fourth quarter leads, but let's not take the onus off Lamar Jackson, because all the pressure in the world is going to be on him going forward. This is a guy who's never come through in a big game situation. Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl, and you could say he won it with a lot of star players, whatever. He has the ring and the trophy. Lamar is still seeking that, something he declared he was going to bring to Baltimore when he was drafted. And I thought that Coach Harbaugh bent over backwards to accommodate Lamar. Something very telling next year will be to see if we have a different time with the training camp, because I've heard people say, oh, they didn't do that to accommodate Lamar. They 1,000% did that to accommodate Lamar's lifestyle. He likes to stay up late, whether it be playing video games or going to food trucks or something else. They did it where most teams practice early in the morning, and that's what the Ravens did for years. They moved it to the middle of the hot summer day. So they bent over backwards to accommodate this guy, and he's going to get paid. But I don't think he had a great ending with Coach Harbaugh.
Now, we played some of the more memorable Harbaugh moments and quotes yesterday, kind of wrap up all the different sides of his personality, good, the bad, everything in between, a lot of it humorous. And you were front row seat for a lot of that.
Yeah.
You were involved,
Instigator,
in a lot of that. Is there any moments that stand out to you? You look back on 18 years, it's a long time, but anything that stands out to you?
Yeah, there's been a couple over the years, Nolan. Obviously, the Buffalo episode, which he really sparked and went viral, that sticks out. Some of the first encounters I had with him where, you know, he was very uptight about things, didn't want to disclose anything about injuries or how he felt about certain players early on. He was very guarded, loosened up over the years. The relationship got better. I think he appreciates the fact that I'll criticize him when I was on the radio or doing a podcast and show my face at the facility the next day and be stand up about things. And, you know, like to have some fun with some of the questions I ask. But, you know, on the podcast, I said I thought he was too uptight about the injury situation. I thought he was a little corny with the T-shirts and the Mighty Man jackets that he gave out. But it worked for a time being.
Now, as far as what's next for him, sounds like start interviewing next week. But you almost feel like he could go maybe the Mike Vrabel route and sit out a year, maybe do some media, whatever it is, but try to re-enter the cycle next year? Or do you think that the best opportunities are here right now?
No, I think he's going to sit back and survey the situation. I have texted with him a few times. The only thing I'll share is he tells me he's in a good place, so he's very comfortable. And why wouldn't you be when you're standing to make $18.5 million next year, whether you work or not? So I could see him going to a television network. He's done some work for NBC in the past. I could also see him sitting back, waiting to see how the playoffs play out, and maybe choosing the best opportunity. There are certain organizations that, in conversations with him, and just hearing him talk in the past, he probably wouldn't want to coach the worst organizations you have in the NFL. And I know he's from Cleveland and spent some time in Ohio and all that, but I can't see him working for teams like the Browns, the Jets, the Raiders, the Cardinals have a vacancy. All these teams would get rid of their head coaches in a second to hire John Harbaugh. I'm just not so sure he wants to go there.
Jerry,
no
Cole,
matter how much money they offer. I mean, they could offer $100 billion, but he's already made close to that in his career. And I think his reputation and just trying to win and be in a good organization is first and foremost for him.
Jerry Coleman, Be More Sports Podcast. All right, Jerry, last thing for you. Now, as Harbaugh can, you know, maybe pick and choose what he wants to do, what are the Ravens going to do here? How long do you think this head coach search will last? And if you were choosing an offense or defensive-oriented guy, because everyone's pining for Mike McDonald, would you lean defense, or would you like bring in an offensive dude who could maximize the skill set that Lamar Jackson brings to the equation here?
Listen, I just saw the news about Mike McDonald and Mike McDaniel, I should say. Mike McDonald would be a dream to come back here to Baltimore. That's not happening. McDaniel would be a dream for the media in between the vape puffs, talking there at the mic. He would be great, very mellow and entertaining, but he's not getting the head coaching job. Some people would like him as the offensive coordinator. As far as who the Ravens eventually hire, it's a cavalcade of interviews right now, Bob, but if you were asking me to pick a favorite, I think it would be Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator out there with the Chargers, has ties to the Ravens, obviously, here in the past. A lot of people in the castle love this guy, but he's working for John's brother right now. So we'll see how that plays out. But that would be my first pick. Although I think you do have to have someone that's going to be able to help Lamar out. I don't think you should go all defense if you decide to hire a guy with a defensive background. You need someone that can work with Lamar, because Todd Monken and him had a very icy relationship at the end.
All right. Tell us about the podcast. Got a lot going on there for sure.
We had an emergency edition yesterday, Bob. We had to reconvene after the Ravens decided to fire their coach moments after we finished the podcast talking about the Pittsburgh game. So check it out. Mike lays out what went down at the castle on Tuesday and what's ahead for the Ravens. And we give our opinions and our memories of John Harbaugh from 18 years of covering him. There's no other podcast with two people who have covered John Harbaugh's career. So Be More Sports Pod is where you can see it or watch it. Be More Sports.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Spot.
Yeah, from what I understand, unparalleled access to the Orioles and the Ravens.
That's what it says there in the moniker. I don't know who would write something that corny, but you're right about that.
Jerry Coleman, always appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday.
You too, guys. Be well.
There he is, Jerry Coleman. We'll come back, reset for you. Got the whip around. Talk about what happened in the world of sports last night. Talk Maryland hoops. Chris Knocke. Terps lose again last night. Indiana gets them. Terps off to UCLA coming up on Saturday. And back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. John Harbaugh is gonzo. Where he winds up, nobody knows. He'll have some opportunities for sure. But you're Eric DaCosta and Steve Bisciotti. You're hiring a new coach. Based on what we've seen last couple of years, do you want an offensive-minded guy, or do you want a guy that is more in line with the defense and then just bring in a guy